Hi there, this is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 24th. It's Travers Day. Fantastic racing at Saratoga today. Also, Del Mar and Woodbine. We're going to concentrate mostly on Saratoga, but there's a race I can't resist at Woodbine that I had to give as part of this Key Races and Bets podcast. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, entirely free at amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. While you're there, check out amwager.com if you're not already a customer, a legal online wagering site which covers most tracks in North America and has some great perks. They're kind enough to sponsor this, but that's not the reason I'm recommending them. I'm recommending them because it's easy to bet via amwager.com. We're going to start on Saturday, August 24th in the ninth race, the Personal Ensign Stakes post 4:12 Eastern. And there's a time to play favorites, particularly when they help turn multi-race bets like the pick three into the equivalent of a double. And that's the case here, as Midnight Bassoo should not lose if she runs as she did either in the Ogden Phipps in June or in the Molly Pitcher last month. In both cases, Mike Smith was sitting on a powder keg in the last quarter and barely needed to give her a cue before she accelerated and won. Perhaps there were lesser quality horses in those two races compared to what she faces here, but right now, Midnight Bassoo is an alpha and refuses to lose. If she's in form, she wins. I'm a big fan of Elate, who was probably going to be the second betting choice here before she missed by a head in the CCA Oaks over the track two summers ago, then crushing the Alabama and Beldame after that. In that Oaks 2 years ago, she probably would have won, but Mike Smith, who was aboard Abel Tasman, kept her inside and intimidated her on the rail. The next time Elate met Abel Tasman was in last year's running of this race, and once again Smith race-rode Ortiz enough to win by a neck. Then Elate finished second to Midnight Bassoo twice in her first and second starts this year as a five-year-old, and even though she won the Fleur-de-Lis in Delaware's handicap since then, the fact Midnight Bassoo has her number, and just as importantly, the fact Smith is one of the best at knowing what to do during a race, Elate is unlikely to win. Therefore, there's some value here, again, besides the multi-race bets, in a couple of others under Midnight Bassoo and Exactus and Trifectus. Most notably, Coach Rocks, who finished second to Midnight Bassoo in the Molly Pitcher at 6-1, opens at 20-1 here, and Golden Award, who's run two big races in a row at this 9-furlong trip, including winning the Chuvee Stakes last month over this track. In the Personal Ensign Stakes, race 9, Saratoga, Saturday, August 24th, post 4:12 Eastern. The most important bet in this race is the pick 3, because that's the bet to make instead of win bet on a prohibitive favorite like Midnight Bassoo. And there's two tickets to play here in the pick 3. Ticket 1, Midnight Bassoo, in race 9. Race 10, Channel Cat, Ya Primo, Annals of Time, and Channel Maker. And race 11, Mucho Gusto and Tax. Second ticket, race 9, Midnight Bassoo. Race 10, Channel Cat, Ya Primo, Annals of Time, and Channel Maker. And race 11, Mucho Gusto, Tax, Owendale, Code of Honor, Highest Honors, and Tacitus. The exact in this race is Midnight Bassoo over Coach Rocks and Golden Award. And then just in case a late run's good, there's some value in playing a trifecta consisting of Midnight Bassoo in first, Elate, Coach Rocks, and Golden Award in second and in third. Moving on to race 9 at Saratoga on Saturday, August 24th, the Sword Dancer Stakes, post 4:49 Eastern. And as usual, or as it seems to always be the case, Chad Brown has a bunch of horses in this race, 3 to be exact. Two of them, Proven Reserves and Annals of Time, are both owned by Claridge Stables. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why Proven Reserves was entered, as he's still eligible for the first allowance level. Then I realized there's no early pace in this race, and Channel Cat, who won the Bowling Green, went wire to wire last time out. So it's highly likely Proven Reserve is entered to be a rabbit to ensure a decent pace for his stablemate. However, rabbits often assist other horses, and that's why I'm giving a slight preference to Ya Primo, another Brown trainee, because unlike Annals of Time, Ya Primo has won at this marathon 12-furlong trip. He was the winner of 3 straight graded stakes in his native Chile before importing, took 4 months off to acclimate, made his U.S. debut in the Bowling Green last month over the course at 11 furlongs, After some early trouble, Yaprimo rallied but could not hold off Channelmaker, who had led from the start. Again, trying to keep that scenario from reoccurring is exactly the reason Brown has proven reserves in here to go with Channel Cat from the start. Should have said Channel Cat earlier. Channel Cat from the start and keep him honest so he isn't allowed to crawl in the lead as he did in the Bowling Green. Also likely to improve second off a layoff and tie for the best last Echo Bay speed figure in the field, Yaprimo could earn his first Grade 1 win in the Northern Hemisphere to go along with a Group 1 win in Chile last March. And Elson Time made his second start off a long 21-month layoff, a winning one last month over the course, 3 days before Yaprimo ran, earning a 108 figure that can be improved upon. In the fall of 2016, as a three-year-old, Elson Time won the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby in only the fourth start of his career, then took 9 months off and won again before the long layoff that he came back from in June. He's a very talented horse and must be noted both he and Yaprimo put in the same two workouts coming into the race, both on the Saratoga grass on August 9th and 16th. So they could come together at the wire here. Channel Cat and Channel Maker round out the quartet of contenders here for bets we make involving this race. Channel Cat may not need the lead as he did in the Bowling Green because he did win the Bald Eagle Derby last September when second for the first six furlongs, about four lengths behind the leader. However, since the race looks devoid of early speed on paper unless Brown tips his hand or Pletcher, who trains Channel Cat, figures it out, they will use the same tactic which worked last month for Channel Cat in the Bowling Green. However, if proven reserves is sent to the lead, Channel Cat is capable of repeating his Bald Eagle Derby effort and can stalk and make the move to get the lead, perhaps holding off the Brown pair. Channel Maker was beaten less than a length in a blanket finish in the Bowling Green, which he won last year before a run-up effort in this race. Rosario rides him well and can lay up close as well, so has a shot to make the last run and win. In the Sword Dancer Stakes, race 10 at Saratoga, Saturday, August 24th, post 4:49 Eastern. Just one bet here to win Yaprimo if he's 2-1 or more. Exacta, Box, Yaprimo, Annals of Time, Channel Cat, and Channel Maker. We're going to move up to Woodbine here, right between this last race we just covered, the Sword Dancer and the Travers. It's a race I really like at Woodbine, and that is the Play the King Stakes, race 9 at Woodbine, post 5:28 Eastern on Saturday, August 24th. And I really like Admiral DePier here. He never had a chance to run in the stretch last race. His last race, 100,000 purse classified allowance, which two of the other five come out of. Winner Silent Poet was ridden marvelously by Gary Boulanger that day as he rejected the rail the entire lane. And El Tormenta closed outside for second while Admiral DePier was hopelessly trapped. He gets a jockey tied to Contreras, and even though leading jockey De Silva gets off, Contreras knows how to ride the colt as he was aboard Admiralty Pier for an 8th-1st rallying win in the Display Stakes in the fall of 2017. With two nice workouts coming into the race and making a second start after 5 months off, Admiralty Pier can spring the mild upset opening at 6-1 as long as Contreras doesn't ride last like De Silva rode last time and keeps the horse on the inside. This time gets him outside and makes a big run. In the Play the King Stakes, race 9 at Woodbine on Saturday, August 24th, post 5:28 Eastern. This is a key bet, Admiral DePier to win 2-1 or more. Now moving back to Saratoga for the finale, at least the stakes finale, the Travers Stakes, race 10 at Saratoga, August 24th, post 5:44 Eastern. And I'll admit I've been lucky enough to catch a couple upset winners in the Travers in two of the past 5 years. Both Catholic Boy and VE Day were top picks. This is usually our Echo-based race of the week as well. And I'm hopeful to have the same success with Tax or Mucho Gusto this year, as the pair look to have a big edge and the bulk of the probability to succeed even in this deep field. I'm going to give Tax the slightest preference of the two, given he won the Jim Dandy at Saratoga last month. Earning a career-best 106 Echo-based figure in that race, Tax showed really good tactical speed while stalking the pace setter in second during the early stages. Taking the lead with a quarter mile to go, Tax dug in and held off Tassis by 3/4 in very good fashion. Earlier this year, Tax proved himself at the level with wins in the Withers, second behind Tassis in the Wood, and then after a lousy Derby, stalked the pace setter in second to Belmont, tired to fourth. Since the Jim Dandy, Tax has shown he's even in better shape with a sensational half mile at Saratoga, best of 64 of the day. The 10 furlongs is no concern, as Tax, the son of Arch, whose sons and daughters run really well, including recent 2019 Suburban Stakes winner Preservationist. With Irad Ortiz Jr. riding, I think Tax might run the best race of his career and win the Travers. However, Mucho Gusto is the co-top pick here. He shipped cross-country from Baffert's base at Del Mar following a strong 5-furlong work August 19th at 59 2/10, which was the best of 46 on the day, and impressed Baffert enough to make the trip. Having won the Travers back-to-back in 2016 with Arrogate and 2017 with West Coast, Baffert knows when a horse in his care is good enough for this race. Mucho Gusto has never been worse than third in 8 races. In his most recent race, when shipping out of California to be second in the Haskell on July 20th to disqualified Derby winner Maximum Security, was his best yet with a 107 figure, and he was 8 lengths clear of the third horse while beaten only a length and a quarter of Maximum Security. That being his 4th straight race in which he improved his Echo Base figure, Mucho Gusto also appears likely to run even better in the Travers than he did in the Haskell, setting up what could be a memorable battle with Tax. Among the others, Tassis is a contender but not a win contender for me. He's run consistently all year, and 2 of his 5 big races, the Jim Dandy and the Wood, he had significant trouble. He overcame the trouble to win the Wood, but only managed 2nd in the Jim Dandy. And he's going to be bet heavily because of that trouble, because people think he might have won without stumbling at the start. Blinkers go on for the Travers, and I always concern when a trainer adds blinkers for a stakes, like he doesn't know exactly what to do to get a horse to do this. And Mott particularly is a fantastic Hall of Fame trainer. But I looked up his record adding blinkers for the first time the last 2 years. It's 4-78. As such, I'm going to consider Tassis a contender to finish 2nd or 3rd, but not a win contender. Similarly, Code of Honor appears to be just a couple below Tax and Mucho Gusto, in that he earned a 101 figure winning the Dwyer in July. Prior to that, of course, he was 3rd in the Derby, moved up to 2nd, earning a 108 figure. He's proven at the top level, but even repeat of his Dwyer effort doesn't look to be good enough to beat Tax or Mucho Gusto if they repeat their best efforts, and certainly not if they improve on them. Owendale got the best figure in the field, 114, winning the Ohio Derby in June. Best figure by any horse in the race. However, the time off between that race and Travers is a concern, in that physical condition is a key to running the classic distance of 1.25 miles. Still, with his late running style, he's likely to be last or nearly so in the early stages and could pass many to get into the money. Highest honors is one more might have a say. He finished 1st or 2nd in all 3 races, including the Curlin Stakes last month at Saratoga. 102, 96, and 101 figures he's earned are decent enough, but not good enough to beat Tax or Mucho Gusto, and there's no pattern suggesting improvement, but he could run well. In the Travers, race 10 at Saratoga, 5:44 Eastern. Bet Mucho Gusto and Tax if they go to post a 2-1 or more. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool, which allows you to enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. It does the calculation for you. There's a free Dutching tool, which is fantastic, at amwager.com, among other things, and among you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, also at Amwager. Exactus, Mucho Gusto and Tax, over. Mucho Gusto, Tax, Owendale. Highest honors, Code of Honor and Tacitus. Turn that around. Exacta, Mucho Gusto, Tax, Owendale. Highest honors, Code of Honor, Tacitus, over. Mucho Gusto and Tax. Trifectus, Mucho Gusto and Tax, just for 50 cents, over. Mucho Gusto and Tax, over all. That's just a 1-2-1-2 play. And then a 1-3-1-3 play, 1st and 3rd. 50 cent trifecta, Mucho Gusto and Tax, over all. Over, Mucho Gusto and Tax. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this blog and check out amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LoStars blog at amwager.com. Also, if you don't have an account, I highly recommend it. Legal in most states, covers most tracks, great perks, amwager.com. Good luck. I have a lot of hope for this card. Hope we make some money, and I'll talk to you next week.